Chapter 2. Corsica, London. The French National Police officially declared Madeleine Hart missing at 2 p.m. on the final Friday of August. After 3 days of searching, they had found no trace of her except for the red motor scooter, which was discovered, headlamp smashed, in an isolated ravine near Montecinto. By week's end, the police had all but given up hope of finding her alive. In public, they insisted the case remained first and foremost a search for a missing British tourist. Privately, however, they were already looking for her killer. There were no potential suspects or persons of interest other than the man with whom she had lunched at Les Palmiers on the afternoon before her disappearance. But like Madeleine, it seemed he had vanished from the face of the earth. Was he a secret lover, as Fiona and the others suspected, or had their acquaintance been recently made on Corsica? Was he British? Was he French? Or, as one frustrated detective put it, was he a space alien from another galaxy who had been turned into particles and beamed back to the mothership? The waitress at Les Palmiers was of little help. She recalled that he spoke English to the girl in the sun hat, but had ordered in perfect French. The bill he had paid in cash, crisp, clean notes that he dealt onto the table like a high-stakes gambler, and he had tipped well, which was rare these days in Europe, what with the economic crisis and all. What she remembered most about him were his hands. Very little hair, no sunspots or scars, clean nails. He obviously took good care of his nails. She liked that in a man. His photograph, which was shown discreetly around the island's better watering holes and eating establishments, elicited little more than an apathetic shrug. It seemed no one had laid eyes on him, and if they had, they couldn't recall his face. He was like every other poseur who washed ashore in Corsica each summer, a good tan, expensive sunglasses, a golden hunk of Swiss-made ego on his wrist. He was a nothing, with a credit card and a pretty girl on the other side of the table. He was the forgotten man. To the shopkeepers and restaurateurs of Corsica, perhaps, but not to the French police. They ran his image through every criminal database they had in their arsenal, and then they ran it through a few more. And when each search produced nothing so much as a glimmer of a match, they debated whether to release a photo to the press. There were some, especially in the higher ranks, who argued against such a move. After all, they said, it was possible the poor fellow was guilty of nothing more than marital infidelity, hardly a crime in France. But when another 72 hours passed with no progress to speak of, they came to the conclusion they had no choice but to ask the public for help. Two carefully cropped photographs were released to the press. One of the man seated at Les Palmiers, the other of him walking along the quay. And by nightfall, investigators were inundated with hundreds of tips. They quickly weeded out the quacks and cranks and focused their resources on only those leads that were remotely plausible. But not one bore fruit. 1 week after the disappearance of Madeleine Hart, their only suspect was still a man without a name or even a country. Though the police had no promising leads, they had no shortage of theories. One group of detectives thought the man from Les Palmiers was a psychotic predator who had lured Madeleine into a trap. Another group wrote him off as someone who had simply been in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was married, according to this theory, and thus in no position to step forward to cooperate with police. As for Madeleine's fate, they argued, it was probably a robbery gone wrong. A young woman, riding a motorbike alone, she would have been a tempting target. Eventually the body would turn up. The sea would spit it out. A hiker would stumble across it in the hills. A farmer would unearth it while ploughing his field. That was the way it was on the island. Corsica always gave up its dead. In Britain, the fate...